With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States today launching huge strikes in Yemen. President Trump has promised an overwhelming lethal force until Houthis cease shipping attacks on United States vessels. The death count continues to climb. At least 26 people have been killed in tornadoes overnight in Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas. National Weather Service meteorologists say parts of the South could be facing a very rough night, a good chance of more tornadoes. Meanwhile, in Missouri, Wayne County Coroner Mark Smith says this is the worst he's seen in his career.
It's very heartbreaking. I mean, I've got people dead everywhere, people injured, a lot of people without houses. So, I mean, I'm a paramedic, I'm a firefighter, I'm a coroner, and it's hitting me on all sides.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's tariffs have led to a rare bipartisan alliance among Kentucky's political leaders. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
The president's escalating trade war prompted the European Union to announce a 50% tariff on American whiskey starting next month. As a result, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul have bonded together to voice their disapproval of the White House tariffs policy. They point to potential job losses in their state's bourbon industry as well as higher costs for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump signing into law legislation funding the government through the end of September. That ends the threat of a partial shutdown and caps off a struggle in Congress that deeply divided the Democrats. That bill largely keeps government funding at levels set by Joe Biden's presidency. This is SRN News. State lawmakers in Wyoming striking a blow for the unborn.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bill's being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists and other liberals are bashing California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females. Newsom calls it an issue of fairness. Democratic Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of the loss to President Trump and Republicans last fall. This is SRN News. Well, former Trump senior economic advisor Stephen Moore says the United States might be in for a little rough sledding over the next few weeks when it comes to the president's tariffs, but they will ultimately bring about freer and fairer trade. He adds the president's economic strategy is solid.
Overall, Trump's economic agenda, it's extremely positive. I mean, we're talking about cutting hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of waste out of the budget. That's obviously good for the economy.
He says Mr. Trump is removing restrictions on businesses that had been put in place by Joe Biden.
We're talking about deregulating, getting expensive regulations off the back of our businesses so they can be more competitive. We're talking about, don't forget the tax cut.
Stocks rallied Friday, their best day since November, but still it was the fourth straight losing week. More details at SRNNews.com.